I had another contract through the Council on Foreign Relations to trace all the various networks that emanate from Pakistan and Yemen and Saudi Arabia with ISIS, because I am in this unique position because of my age and background, and I'm not married and I don't have children, and I still go out and do this with those men who were our allies, who are today our enemies, whether they're in Yemen, whether they're in Egypt, or whether they're in Pakistan. And that's what I was doing. And I went back to Pakistan. I went back after Stephen Sotloff was murdered. I secretly went back to Afghanistan, frightened that as soon as I entered the country and went to the airport, that my name was on a list, because the jailer said, we're not going to let the bird out of the cage the second time. And that, you know, and the Taliban just don't wear beards and black turbans. They're clean shaven and they're everywhere. Very sophisticated operation. And I went to see my friend who I thought was that I had, because of my relationship to him, and that I had been kidnapped. And we sat in a hotel and I told him the whole story, and he said, no. And he said, it's this. And he told me it's 180 degrees different. And my advice to you is to leave very soon, because what you are involved in here is something much greater than yourself, and it's far too dangerous, and you must leave. So the next day, I went to see the former head of the NDS, which is the combination CIA-FBI.